Blackstone Audio presents In the Country, Stories by Mia Alvar. This book is read by Nancy Wu and Don Castro. For Glenn.
The Contrabida. My mother was waiting in front of her house when I rode up in a taxi. "There you are," she said, as if we'd simply lost each other for an hour or two at a party. I only half-embraced her, afraid she might break if I held too tight. She hadn't been able to collect me from the airport herself. Years ago, my father had forbidden her to drive, though I suppose it could do little to prevent it now. "Let me," she said, reaching for my suitcase. I waved her away. I would no sooner allow my mother to carry my suitcase than allow her to carry me. "Oh, Steve," she protested, "you don't know my strength." She dropped her arms, flattening the palms against her lap, a habit I remembered well. Throughout my childhood, she often looked to be drying her hands on an apron, whether or not she was wearing one. In the decades since I left, she hadn't aged exactly. To my eyes, she seemed not older, but more. More frail, more tired, softer spoken. Her dark, teaspoon-shaped face cast farther down. Every feature I remembered had settled in her, and had been more deeply confirmed. My parents still live in Mabini Heights, a suburb of Manila, and monument to a time when they belonged to the middle class. My father had called himself an import-export businessman before sliding, through the years, down a spiral of unrelated jobs, each more menial than the last, and harder for him to keep. And my mother had been a nurse before he banned her from working outside the house altogether.